101.3 FM, KRNG, Fallon, Reno, Fernley, Sparks, Nevada, and surrounding. Hit music and more, this is Biggest Little Radio. 101.3 FM, KRNG, Fallon, Reno, Fernley, Sparks, Nevada, and surrounding. Biggest Little Radio presents the Rural Report with Robert Ray.
Hey everybody, this is Robert Perea, publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter, and this is the Rural Report here on Biggest Little Radio, Tuesday afternoon, and with me in the studio today is Aaron Entwistle and Marla Nichols of the Fernley Relay for Life. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
So, first thing, explain to us what is Relay for Life.
So Relay for Life is the largest fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. It is a fundraiser. It's not an organization. The actual organization is the American Cancer Society. And we have fundraisers in over 5,200 communities across the United States that all fundraise cancer research and cancer programs to the American Cancer Society.
So I should mention, as I always do, here this segment is sponsored by the Flame Grill, located in the Scolari Shopping Center here in Fernley, featuring brick oven pizzas, burgers, and brews. And if you'd like to join the conversation, if you have a question or a comment, you can type a message on the chat box at biggestlittleradio.com, or you can call the studio hotline here, which is 775-404-1115. So just start off a little bit about this year's event. Tell us when it's going to be and what kind of stuff will happen.
Our relay this year is July 8th and 9th. It starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday and goes until 10 a.m. on Sunday. We will have vendors out there with food and things to sell. We'll have entertainment, themed laps, games to play. Circus has actually let us borrow a couple games, so we'll have those out there. And then, of course, the different ceremonies, the opening ceremony, and then the luminaria ceremony to remember those that are fighting cancer or those that we've lost to cancer, and then our closing ceremony to rally us to continue the fight.
So we'll talk about some of those specific events, because I'd like you to explain a little bit about like what the luminaria ceremony is and how some of the other stuff works. But where is the relay going to be?
It will be at the out-of-town park.
Okay. So you start off in the afternoon?
In the morning.
In the morning, okay.
We start off at 10 a.m. in the morning. And we have an opening ceremony, and after which is just to welcome everybody. Mm-hmm. And then after the opening ceremony, we will do an honorary lap for our survivors and their caregivers, because that's what this is all about, is supporting our survivors, making more survivors, and remembering those we've lost. So the morning, the first lap will be a survivor lap, and then the caregivers will join their survivors on the next lap. And then we'll go into some, then we will introduce the teams. As part of the relay, and then after that we'll have, you know, then we kind of just go into some general stuff, themed laps, music, that sort of stuff throughout the day. And then into the evening we will have, early evening we will have a survivor's dinner, and that is for any survivor that has registered with Relay for Life, and we will talk later about how you can do that. That survivor dinner will be in the early evening, usually around 6 o'clock at night when it's cooled down a little bit. Right before that, we'll also have another survivor lap and caregiver lap to honor those that have come later in the day. Then as it begins to darken and as dusk falls, we will have the luminaria ceremony, and that is where we place lighted bags on the lap that have been decorated by people who are honoring their loved ones who have either been victims of or are fighting the fight for cancer. We will light those up, shut the lights off, and we show a DVD that will represent or has pictures and names of those that are in the fight or that have lost the fight, and so we're honoring them. Then throughout the night, we'll have more fun laps, more activities, more music. And then in the morning, right before we end it, we will come back together. And as I said, we will try to rally the people to continue the fight after that day, because it's a year-round fight for us. We in Fernley, we fundraise all year round. We don't wait until the last 6 months before Relay. We fund all year round.
How does Relay actually work as far as people come to the park and walk? They register in advance, they show up that day. How does that work?
Either is fine. We'd prefer they registered in advance so we know, you know, how many people we're talking about. But they can register at the event, or they can register in advance. They can fundraise at the event, or they can fundraise in advance. We, you know, try to encourage our teams and our participants to fundraise all year round.
Last year was the first year that I'd been to a relay here, and the only other one I was at, it was in 1998 in Reno, and it was a much different event. I was really surprised to come out there last year and see people with booths up selling crafts and different activities going on, because the one that I was in about 20 years ago, all we had was tents out in the infield of the football field and people taking turns walking around the track. There was no really organized activities the way you guys have this. So if people haven't seen it, that's kind of how the event goes. You have things going on basically for the whole 24 hours.
We try to make it fun. That's our key goal for that, is to make it fun while, you know, remembering and honoring our cancer survivors and victims.
Mm-hmm. And how does the fundraising work? How do people that are participating raise money?
There's a number of different ways that you can fundraise for Relay. You can, if you register for Relay, they have on the website, they have a great fundraising app where you can send, fundraising link where you can send emails, and they have some template letters so that you can, you don't have to create your own letter. You can send them out to friends and family. I personally, that's one of my big ways of fundraising, because you never know when a person will give, because it's what touches them personally. Mm-hmm. So just send it to everybody, and that's my motto. And if they can't afford it or don't choose to, then that's fine. Nothing was lost by pushing the button and sending it to them. The teams also do, and individuals also do, various fundraisers throughout the year. Spaghetti feeds, multi-vendor events, car washes, bake sales. We had two events in March for tattoos, where two of the different tattoo shops here in town, Elevated Arts. And Painless Pain. Tattoo, both participate in fundraising events for a Relay. So there's all kinds of different things that you can do to fundraise. And then at the event, you can fundraise, any way that you want, within reason. Mm-hmm. we have people selling, as you mentioned, goods, jewelry. We have had people who have, like the firefighters at one year, did fill the boot, and they just walked around with the boot and put money in it. Everybody put money in it. So you need to be imaginative and come up with new ways to fundraise, but those are just some ideas.
You guys had a kickoff event a couple of months ago. How did that event go?
It went really well. We did have the kickoff in January, and we had some games there, some activities, information about Relay. A couple speakers who were our cancer survivors came out. And we made a little bit of money, but I think the biggest thing that we did was just bring back the awareness that mm-hmm. Relay's back, and this is our schedule, and, come join us.
How long has Relay been going on here in Fernley, and how long have you guys been involved?
So, based on our records, which aren't always that great at ACS, but we're thinking we're about 14 years of relaying here in the Fernley community. I'm staff now with the American Cancer Society, but I actually started as a volunteer right here in Fernley in 2008. So I've been involved with Relay since then, and this is kind of what started my ACS journey, was right here in Fernley.
And I started with Relay in 2006, and for the first few years, I was just part of a team. I just wanted to participate, wanted to help. It became important to me. Then the event lead at that point in time reached out to me and said, hey, you want to be on committee? Because we need an accounting chair. And I said, sure. So then I was on committee. That was 2010, I want to say. Since then, I've been the accounting chair for a few years, and now I'm currently the event lead.
So you guys have a committee that works year-round to prepare for this?
That's correct. We have we have about 26 people on the committee, a number of different positions. A couple of them are luminaria chair, fundraising chair, sponsorship chair, team ambassadors who are there to support teams who are created, who are brand new teams, or even teams who've been around for a few years but have questions. That's just a few examples of some of the positions we have, and we can always use more people on the committee.
Has this been growing since all this time over the last 14 years? How many people do you expect to be out there this year?
I would say it's definitely been growing over the last few years, and we usually expect between 400 and 450 people to come through. That's not all the people that are registered for Relay, but that's what we think our throughput is, because we invite the public. Even if you're not registered, come on out, enjoy the entertainment, you know, purchase the goods, because that raises money for Relay, and find out what Relay's about.
You mentioned Relay for Life being a fundraiser and not an organization. How does the relationship work with the American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life?
So Relay for Life is the largest fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. And the American Cancer Society's mission is primarily cancer research, but also the quality of life for cancer patients and their caregivers. So we fund multiple research grants across the nation. We actually have a grantee that's actually working right now at UNR that is an American Cancer Society grantee. So we are trying to be cutting edge as far as research goes, but we also put millions of dollars towards our actual patients in various ways through different programs and services we have. One being our Look Good, Feel Better program, which we have based out of Renown and St. Mary's. We also have a Hope Lodge in Salt Lake City, which is completely free of charge for patients to stay at if they're going to treatment at Huntsman or one of the hospitals there. We also have one in Phoenix. We also have patient-to-patient services. We have a Roach recovery program that offers rides, and we also have a free clinical matching trial system that's all through our 800 number. We have 800 number that's fully staffed 365 days a year, and we also have our website, cancer.org, which is 100% free to anybody who needs information.
Friendly Relay for Life, is that affiliated with, I know they do relays in other areas. Is Fernley similar to that? Do you guys are really the only one that goes still 24 hours, right?
We are the only, actually the only Nevada event that goes full 24 hours. Initially, when Relay started, you know, 30 plus years ago, that's what they were 24-hour events. We have switched that, and each community gets to choose what their Relay looks like, and mm-hmm. Fernley has just really gotten behind and adopted that 24-hour Relay, and the community really supports that here.
That's actually one of the things that the kids, which we really want to get kids involved as early as possible, that's one of the things that the kids get excited about, is they get to be out for 24 hours and stay up, because the parents usually let them stay up.
Mm-hmm. So the activities that you guys have, you have things going on even through the middle of the night?
Absolutely.
The full 24 hours.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So how do people, if they're didn't know about this yet, or if they've heard about it and never participated, how do they join a team, or how do they get involved if they want to create a team?
Well, there's a number of different ways. They can go to our website, which is relayforlife.org/FernleyNV, and they can join a team or register as a survivor, register as an individual person, and also, as I said before, fundraise through that. Then if they have questions about that, they can always contact me, Marla. My email is marla_nichols@charter.net, and or they can call me on my cell or text me on my cell at 925-963-7578, and I'll make sure that either I help them or one of the committee members gets with them and helps them get set up however they want to get set up.
How many teams usually Are most people part of a team, or do people come just individually?
Most are part of a team, for the most part. We have a number of survivors that don't register as part of a team, mostly because they really aren't going to be out there participating as part of a team. They're going to be out there for a limited period of time due to their circumstances. We usually have anywhere between 35 and 40 teams. We'd, of course, love to grow that.
Is a team a certain number of people?
Or no.
It can be unlimited?
It can be 3, it can be 30. It depends on how you want to manage it as a team captain.
And they can be, you know, you could have a team made up of anybody. You could have a team of students. You could have a team of family. You could have a church team. You could have a service organization team. You know, I've seen Rotary teams and Lions Club teams and school teams. And my team is a work team, but it's really primarily my family who participates with me. So it's the four of us that participate on teams.
Okay. We've got plenty more to talk about here, visiting with Aaron and Marla from Relay for Life. This is the Rural Report here on Biggest Little Radio, sponsored by the Flame Grill, located in the Scolari Shopping Center, featuring brick oven pizzas, burgers, and brews. And we'll be back after this short message.
Follow the conversation on our chat box at www.biggestlittleradio.com.
Brick oven pizza, steak, and shrimp. Oh my! At Flame Grill, they've got it all. From chips and cheese to Virginia City's epic IPA beer battered cod. Located conveniently in downtown Fernley at 1330 Highway 95A North.
101.3 FM, KRNG Fallon, Reno, Fernley, Sparks, Nevada, and surrounding. Biggest Little Radio presents the Rural Report with Robert Ray.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Robert Perea, publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter. This is the Rural Report. That's Hideaway by Jeff Healey, bringing us back in here if you had never heard that tune before. I'm talking with Aaron and Marla from the Fernley Relay for Life, and I want to talk a little bit about the fundraising aspect of the event. So all the teams, they do their activities and all the different ways they raise the money, and then it goes... They give whatever they raise into one big pot, and then what happens?
So all the money goes back into the American Cancer Society, and then it's distributed from there. So we do have local services and things that are provided here in Northern Nevada for Northern Nevada patients. But primarily, like I said before, we are all about research. We are about what's going to have the biggest bang for their buck. And for every dollar that's donated to Relay for Life, 73 cents of that goes directly back into patient services and cancer research. We have a less than 10% expense ratio at the American Cancer Society. So we have about 91 to 92 cents goes either into cancer research, cancer patients, fundraising expenses, you know, things like banners and things like that that we do for our local relays. But primarily, that's where your dollar's going, is into cancer research and patient services. We're committed to building better quality of life for our cancer survivors through better cancer research, better treatments, and better longevity for them, better overall quality of life after treatment as well.
So what kind of money are we talking about? What kind of goal do you guys have?
For this year, Fernley's goal is $65,000, and we are about halfway there. We're at almost $32,000, so we've got a ways to go, but we always find that things pick up the last few months, so we're hoping that we're confident that we're going to meet that goal.
Last year, did you have a similar goal? Did you meet your goal last year?
Last year, our goal, I believe, was the same. And I believe the number, and I apologize, I didn't bring it with me. I want to say we ended up with 74. So we exceeded our goal last year, which is always our goal, is to exceed our goal.
So one of the things that you guys have that kind of kicks off the thing, your Paint the Town Purple event, what's that?
Paint the Town Purple is where businesses or even residences, if they're interested, it decorate up their establishment in purple, highlighting Relay. And, you know, they can do anything from 1,000 purple ribbons across their establishment. They, you know, we have people who do pictures and drapes of purple, and one year Big Black Bear did it, and all of the bears in the front were decked out in some kind of purple attire. It was great. So it's to bring awareness to Relay again. It's another way, and we do it in April, and it's right, so it's a couple months before the event, close enough that it keeps it in people's minds after kickoff. If anybody wants to participate in that hasn't yet reached out to us, feel free to reach out to me, and I will get it to our Paint the Town Purple chairperson. This year, that goes from 4/16, from April 16th to April 23rd. And at the end of that, throughout that week, the Paint the Town Purple chair, along with other committee members, will go out and take pictures and view the establishments. And then we'll pick best overall, most purple, cutest setup, those different kinds of awards, and we'll present awards to the different businesses.
So that's just a voluntary thing that's not part of the fundraising?
Correct. I mean, they can always, we always suggest that they put a can out. I mean, if you're going to do Paint the Town Purple and you're going to bring awareness to Relay, throw a can out there and let people drop their spare change in it. But no, it's not, and the intent is not to raise funds. Uh-huh. It's to raise awareness and also to engage more and more of the community in Relay.
So kind of helping people realize that this is going to be going on, kind of promote the event a little bit.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so tell us a little bit then more about some of the specific events at the park on the night of the you talked a little bit about the Luminaria ceremony with the DVD, but how did that come about, and what does that signify?
So way back, so Relay has been happening across the nation for over almost 35 years now, and what actually transpired is we had an event that didn't have any lights at the actual venue for an overnight event. Mm-hmm. And so they were panicked and kind of frantically looking for some way to light the track during the evening. And so they ended up with candles around the track. And what we did with that is we took it the next step further to, again, go back to the reason why we Relay is our cancer survivors and our people who have either lost their battle or are continuing their battle. And so we took that a step further, and now we created the Luminaria bag. And we have different Luminaria bags. We have purple bags, we have white bags, we have gold bags. But really what those signify is every single one of those bags generally signifies a survivor, someone who's been diagnosed with cancer, and they line the entire track. And during that Luminaria ceremony, we really have the chance to remember why we're doing what we're doing. Why are we out here on this track? Why do we walk? Why do we fundraise year round? Why do we participate in this event? And why do we give to the American Cancer Society? It's for all of those cancer patients. Cancer patients who either lost their battle too soon because the treatments weren't there for their type of cancer, or patients who are here today because of the great treatments and the great offerings that we have that have come so far in the last 30 years and the last 100 years that the American Cancer Society has been around. So during that Luminaria ceremony, that's what we really focus on. Fernley is one of the unique events that really does go above and beyond with their Luminaria ceremony, and they have somebody dedicated to really remembering all of those people. So they create an entire DVD. They collect names throughout the year that people would like to see on that screen that night, and they put them up. They are put pictures up of people. So if you have somebody that you want to remember and that you want to be as part of that Luminaria ceremony and part of that DVD, you just have to reach out to us, and we will make sure that they are remembered or that they are honored in that DVD. And then they also generally allow people to purchase them as well afterwards.
So is the DVD shown in the stage area at the out-of-town park?
Yes.
Okay. And trying to envision the layout of the park, how long is the track? And,
The trek is about a quarter mile, I believe.
Just about, okay. Yeah. It goes through the out-of-town park and then into the softball field and then back into out-of-town park. So it's kind of an oblong shape, but you've got just about a quarter mile or so of track.
Okay. And is there a requirement for people who participate how many laps they walk, or how does that work?
Not at all. I mean, you can come and you can walk around to booths. You can come and you can sit and just enjoy. I like to say there's no such thing as a relay police. We're not going to tell you how to relay. We just want you to come relay with us. You can relay however you want. I've seen people who wanted to make sure that they had a team member on the track the whole time. So one of them brought a rocking chair out to the track because they were an older group of women. They were the Red Hatters, and they wanted to make sure they had somebody on the track, so they brought a rocking chair. So there's no relay police to tell you how to relay. We just want you to be part of it. So however it works for you, we just invite you to come out.
So mostly it's just the event itself is just a chance to go out to the park and have some fun. And
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We want it to be fun, family friendly. We want you to be informed as to what we're doing with the funds. We want you to be informed that cancer is something that touches so many lives that people don't even realize. And we want to remember those people who've been touched. We want to honor you and honor your cancer story and your cancer journey. And so we, no matter where you are, we just want you to participate and just really come feel the love. I like to say relay is like just a ginormous family. And I'm lucky enough that I get to relay with lots of relays across Northern Nevada. So I have a really big relay family, but we're all just a family. We're all there for the same reason. And you just come and you feel that love out on that track.
The DVD show, how do people, if they had somebody that they wanted to honor and be part of that show, how do they do that?
I would suggest probably the easiest way to get a hold of us is on our Facebook page. You can search for it under Fernley Relay for Life, and you can message that page directly with a patient's name and a picture, and we will make sure that you get included in the DVD.
And the other events that I remember people out gathering in front of the stage and doing like a dance-off kind of thing, and so
that's Marla's favorite.
That is my favorite.
And the reason Marla goes to relay is dance parties.
It's sort of an unwritten rule that they're not allowed to have a dance party at a time where I'm not available to come participate. That's how that works. We do try to have a dance party, every couple of hours. That does a lot. It keeps people excited. It keeps people exercising and motivated. Keeps the energy levels up. It engages our younger generation to, it's something they look forward to. You've got the guys and the girls out there doing the line dance, doing the Cupid Shuffle. So it's a big part of the fun part of relay, I think. Mm-hmm. But we also have other things going on for little kids and older adults as well.
Are there speakers?
Yes, we generally have at least one survivor speak, if not more, at the event. Usually our staff partner is there to speak and share information about American Cancer Society. Depending on how it works out, sometimes we have representatives from different hospitals or clinics around the area also come out.
Okay. So we're down to about a couple of minutes left. So go back through again and tell us how people can get involved, how they can donate, how they can get in contact with you if they want to join a team or create a team.
Sure. As Aaron said, you can always hit us up on our Facebook page, Fernley Relay for Life. In addition, if you want to join Relay or just get more information about it, you can go to relayforlife.org/FernleyNB. If you aren't comfortable with either one of those or you forget those, you can get a hold of me. I'm the event lead. I'm Marla Nichols. And you can get a hold of me either at marla_Nichols@charter.net or on my cell. You can text or call me at 925-963-7578.
And again, the time and date for this year's relay?
July 8th and 9th, starting at 10 a.m. on July 8th and ending at 10 a.m. on July 9th.
At the Out-of-Town Park. All right. Well, everybody, this has been Marla Nichols and Aaron Entwistle of the Fernley Relay for Life, and talking about this year's event. This is the Rural Report. I'm Robert Perea, publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter. This segment is sponsored by the Flame Grill, located in Fernley in the Scolari Shopping Center, featuring brick oven pizzas, burgers, and brews. Next week, we're here every Tuesday. Next week, with us will be Trooper Dan Gordon of the Nevada Highway Patrol to talk about some of the new traffic laws that have taken effect and some traffic safety tips. So hope you tune in next week. Thanks for listening today, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thank you.